First case today is a type 3, so I will be reading the type 3 land use review introduction. For type 3 reviews, the following procedure is required. A public testimony can only address the applicable approval criteria or other criteria in the comprehensive plan or land use regulations which the person believes apply to the decision. The applicable approvable criteria are set forth in the Portland Zoning Code and are more specifically identified in the staff report. The staff will identify the applicable criteria as part of the staff report. Prior to the close of this hearing, any participant may request an opportunity to present additional evidence or testimony. If such request is made, the commission will either grant a continuance or hold the record open to provide an opportunity to submit additional evidence and an opportunity to respond to that new evidence. Failure to raise an issue accompanied by statements or evidence sufficient to afford the commission and other parties an opportunity to respond to the issue precludes appeal to the Land Use Board of Appeals, LUBA, based on that issue. Failure of the applicant to raise constitutional or other issues relating to the proposed conditions of approval with sufficient specificity to give the commission an opportunity to respond to the issue precludes the action for damages in circuit court under ORS 197.796. The commission's decision in this case is final unless appealed to city council within 14 days of the decision. If the decision is not appealed, the city will record the decision with the Multnomah County Recorder. This hearing is recorded and speakers need to sit at the front table and give their name, mailing address before speaking. So today we are going to be considering. So I read that. Do you have items of interest, Tim, today? Before we start with the actual case?
Yes, I do actually. So first item would be just a reality check. I believe we have everyone's attendance for the regularly scheduled hearing, so the end of the year. My radar is up that we're probably going to need another hearing or two between now and the end of the year outside of those first and third Thursdays. In part, curiously enough, it has to do with a state code matter that has to do with new seismic improvements that goes into effect in January. And so I think we're going to see, and some of them are already coming in the door, some type threes that are going to be very anxious to be entitled before the end of the year so they can get their first building permits in the door. So I think Laura has a sign up sheet for each of you individually. And I just wanted to prompt your attention to that as the hearing rolls along. If you get a moment to check your calendars, let us know what other Thursdays you'll be available. And then once we have that figured out, we'll go and pick which third Thursday we may need. It gets a little tricky in November and December for the holidays, of course, and we're not gonna schedule it on Christmas break or on Thanksgiving. But what it means is there's only three Thursdays to pick from anyway. So hopefully that's something that we could all make work and we could get at least a quorum, if not all of you, as always. And that's what I got. So I just want to highlight that. And of course, I'll let the other commissioners know that aren't here today.
Anybody else have anything else for the good of the order for in terms of item of interest? No? Good. Okay. So I think we'll start with our first case.